Rockland's Radio.
Now, my name's Dave Demetis, and in the studio with me we have Max Pauly and Katie Jenning. Hello, hi.
Hello.
Hello, Dave, how are you?
Fine, thanks, great. Now, and we're going to talk about Rock Industries and your bid to get in front of Richard Branson and make some money to help you start this business, or build this business.
That is the hope, yeah.
Now, first of all, well, what got you interested in reclaimed furniture and furnishings and so on?
I don't know, I've always had a love for, I don't know, historical items or antique furniture and things like that. The slogan of the business is actually purveyors of patina, patina being that sort of look that develops with age. And I don't know, I've always just been really, it's a bit sad, but I always get really excited about it, old rusty bits of machinery and old weathered buildings and things like that. It's just, I just absolutely love the look of it. And I sort of saw an opportunity to be able to combine my sort of passion for old things and things from the past with into a sustainable business model that can help people to save these things from going to the tip or going to the dump and have them in their homes and get a bit of unique vintage style whilst doing their bit for the environment. So,
because we do chuck away tons and tons, well, huge amounts of stuff which is actually perfectly serviceable.
Yeah.
It just needs a bit of help coming back to life.
I've actually got a statistic for you there. There's over 3 million usable pieces of furniture a year end up in a hole in the ground into landfill, and that's just in the UK. So it's incredibly sad, apart from anything, because it's a massive waste of resources and people just throw things away now. We live in that sort of culture and society where it's just commonplace. You want something new, you chuck the old one out and you go and get the new one and you don't really think about the implications. But that stuff still exists. It just goes into a hole in the ground and it's a real shame.
It's a real loss, isn't it?
Mm.
I must admit, I've seen a programme on BBC. It's on. It seems to be on all the time. Money for Nothing. Have you seen that one?
I've not actually seen it, no.
With a lady called Sarah, and she prowls around the refuge dumps.
Yeah.
And as people are chucking stuff away, she grabs anything that looks interesting that she can renovate.
Yeah.
And she knows loads of people who are excellent with ironwork and fabric and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Bringing things back to life, which is quite amazing what can be done.
Yeah.
And, you know, she grabs things that people just throw away, think they're rubbish, and they can be reclaimed.
Yeah.
Something done with them. Now, you set up Rock Industries as a platform for buyers and sellers, so do tell me how that works.
Exactly. I mean, for anybody listening, I guess the closest point of reference I could give would be to compare my business to something like Etsy or eBay, in the sense that anybody, you or I, somebody at home who's into the sort of reclaimed scene, who perhaps goes out and finds stuff for themselves, does a little bit of renovation for themselves as a hobby, they can sign up as a seller and they can be selling things through the website. And at the same time, you can have, I mean, there's thousands of traditional salvage and reclamation merchants across the UK who make their living out of trading in this sort of stuff, so they can sign up as well. So it really is a platform for everybody and anybody with an interest in salvaged and reclaimed items, antiques, the sustainability side of things. They can all get involved, sign up, trade with each other and buy and sell.
I must admit, I've not heard the term reclamation merchants before.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of an inner industry term, I guess. I mean, when you're chatting to people about it and you say reclamation, it tends to associate it with other things. But I mean, the practice of reclaiming is the sort of the dictionary definition, I guess, would be to take something and save it from destruction and use it, repurpose it for something else.
And that's what these people do with furniture and furnishings and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's for home furnishings, character pieces for the home, anything to kitchenware, baths, taps, sanitary ware, that sort of thing, and even through to raw materials, which a lot of people going for that sort of rustic or industrial vintage look in their interior spaces now are using sort of reclaimed wood and things like that as panelling, just to get a really, really nice sort of rustic aesthetic. So,
and your marketplace is to help people sell these products?
Yeah, exactly. It's to represent the sellers, the people who are selling this stuff who might not be selling online at the moment. It's for them to be able to showcase their stuff to the world. And then obviously you've got the buyers who are really desperate to get their hands on this stuff. So it's just building a community, really, where these people can interact with each other and buy and sell the stuff that they're passionate about and they love. So,
Sounds good. Now, your company is called Rook Industries. It's not
correct.
Something I'd associate with an internet trading platform, so do explain that one, please.
The name is actually inspired by a character in one of my favourite books. It's called The Fountainhead by an author called Ayn Rand. And Rook, Howard Rook, actually is the main character. He's a revolutionary architect in the sort of Art Deco period, 1920s America. He's way ahead of his time. He's a bit of a maverick, a bit of a renegade, but eventually becomes incredibly successful when he manages to bring people around to his new style and his way of doing things. So I guess he's kind of a role model in his tenacity and his ambition. So, and it's just quite a good word. I think Rook is quite a powerful word. So
it is quite a memorable one. Yeah. Mm. Ayn Rand, I only read one of her books, but because they're hard work, her books, but she was amazingly visionary, wasn't she?
Yeah, incredibly. I think she reflects that in her characters as well. So.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Right, now, you are a competitor in the Richard Branson competition. Now, this is called Virgin Media Business Voom 2016.
Yeah.
Silly name, but I guess it works.
So, it's catchy.
The pitch for this says, pitch to Richard Branson to win a share of £1 million in prizes, plus a whole raft of money can't buy opportunities. Over 14 weeks, the competition will include a huge public vote, a 29-hour pitch-a-thon, and a series of competitive face-to-face workshops, plus, of course, a big finale featuring Richard Branson. And you're in this.
We are, yes.
Now, you have a pitch, which is online.
Yeah.
Do you want to... Well, I've got a copy of it here, so you can either read a bit of it, or do you want to summarise it, whichever you prefer?
Yeah, let's have a look. Okay, so anybody listening right now can actually find this pitch. If you search for Rook Industries on Facebook, there's a link pinned to the top of our page. Click on that, and you can see a short four-minute video just explaining about us and the business and what we're doing and why we're doing it. But as Dave's kindly handed me the script, I'm going to read you a little bit now, just to give you a bit of context. So, Rook offers sellers the best deal available for selling their gear online, taking less commission than eBay, covering all the transaction and PayPal fees normally imposed on the sellers, and also covering the cost of shipping. If that doesn't sound like a good deal, I don't know what does. The website's been live for around 9 weeks, and in that time, we've got about 18 independent salvage businesses and domestic sellers signed up. We've built a growing social media following, which hopefully some of the listeners will be getting involved with. And we're getting over 2,000 page views on the website per day. Rook Industries has also been accepted onto the Entrepreneurial Spark Business Accelerator Program, sponsored by NatWest and KPMG. That's commencing in August. There is a really strong potential for me to carve out an entirely new market segment between the craft industry, which is valued at around $3 billion, and the art and antiques market, which is valued at around $8 billion. And these markets are in dire need of rejuvenation. And Rook is just a tool that's going to make that possible. So in order to keep and build the momentum I've generated so far with my campaign, I need funding and I need help and support from anybody with an interest in what I'm trying to do. I've almost exhausted the limits of what my poor, long-suffering laptop and I can achieve with no money in the bank. And Rook Industries needs to grow. The money I'm trying to raise will be spent on marketing the business to potential buyers and sellers. Obviously purchasing some equipment to facilitate our growth and proactively seeking new buyers and sellers. Yeah, my aim is to be able to effectively apply the funds that I'm trying to raise and do all of our voters proud and create a really awesome dedicated online marketplace for buyers and sellers of salvage and reclaimed items.
So if out there in listener land you believe that it's worthwhile saving, reclaiming furniture and furnishing and so on rather than being chucked into landfill but to be reused in some way, then do have a look at Rook Industries on Facebook, click on the link to have a look at the pitch, and if you believe in it, think it's a good idea, then vote and we'll see if Max and Katie can get up in front of Richard Branson.
Vote Rook.
Now... Now, there's also a crowdfunding element to this, isn't there? So do you want to explain what crowdfunding is for people, please?
Yeah, crowdfunding is basically a fantastic new way of new businesses or existing businesses raising funds. Traditionally, I guess everybody thinks when you're trying to raise funds for a business, automatic associations, you think are sort of a Dragon's Den type environment where you're stood in front of some big scary investors and they're bearing down on you and ripping all the information out of you. Yeah, those would be angel investors. So crowdfunding is basically an online tool where you create a pitch and pack it full of as much information as you can about your business, what you're trying to do, why you're trying to do it. And then you pitch it to an online community of investors or potential investors who can all chip in a small amount or as large an amount as they want to fund your business. So yeah, we're crowdfunding alongside our Voom campaign to try and raise some funds, as I said in that little extract from the pitch there, just to be able to effectively market and grow the business beyond what we're doing now, which is kind of it's just us at the moment. So yeah, we've created the platform now. Everything's there. We just need to be able to show it to the world.
How much are you intending to trying to raise through the crowdfunding?
We're trying to raise £20,000 through the crowdfunding. That is just to, as a start point. I mean, the few things I listed there, the main bulk of the money will go into marketing, and hopefully taking on an intern or something to help us out with some of the day-to-day running of the business, so we can really get out there on pounding the streets and let people know about what we're doing.
And get people involved, yeah. Now, if you get involved in crowdfunding, then people do get a reward. So, for example, there's a whole list of these things. You can pledge £2, £5, £10, £20, £50, £100, £500. For example, if you pledge £20, then this says, thank you for your donation. You'll receive a limited edition Rourke Industries T-shirt and vinyl decal sticker to represent your belief in me. You'll also be invited to the Rourke one-year anniversary celebration in the spring. It's nice crowdfunding because people do get something back.
Yeah, that's
as well as helping a new business to get going.
Yeah. That's the whole idea, because as a traditional investor, you'd be getting an equity stake in the business, so you would actually own a portion of that business if you're investing money. But the beauty of crowdfunding is you can set the sort of limits of what people can donate, so they can donate a small amount or a large amount. But in return, we think it's very important for us to be giving something back to everybody who's chipping into. To support us in what we're doing. So that's why we're offering rewards, and we've got t-shirts, as Dave said, limited edition sweatshirts, and for higher investment, over £100, we've actually got some highly enticing forest getaway holidays as well, one in Mid Wales and one in Sweden for people pitching over £500. So I mean, it really is, it's definitely worth it. I mean, if you're looking for a low-cost holiday then get on and have a look, have a vote, and maybe chip in to us. That'd be fantastic.
Great. All right, well, thank you very much, Max and Katie. And one last thing is just tell us how people can contact you, or they can vote for.
Okay, so the best way of getting in touch with us and learning more about us is to follow us on our social media platforms. So we've got a Twitter, got a Facebook account, and we've got an Instagram as well for people who like pretty pictures. And you'll be able to find links to our pitch and how to vote on all of these platforms. We're constantly posting stuff, how we're doing with the campaign, what publicity we're getting and things like that. So if you head over to those social media platforms, Rourke Industries, you'll find the links on there. So have a click, watch our little video. Quite emotional, so maybe get some tissues ready. And yeah, anything you could do to support us would be absolutely fantastic. So head over to the social media platforms and vote Rourke.
Yeah, vote Rourke.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Max and Katie, and I hope it goes well and you get up in front of Richard Branson.
Thanks
very much, Dave.
Brooklyn's Radio.